This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So here we go at 7 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. So I want to go back to something, if I may, Victoria, although I probably shouldn't say I'm going back to it because some people didn't hear the conversation before. The whole business about food subscription models. A couple of interesting things, including the Girl Scout cookie thing, but the Taco Bell $10 a month deal. You want to explain that?
Sure. Yeah, that's all it is. It's a new subscription, and you get a taco a day. And so we were talking about the fact that, you know, for as a business model, these subscriptions work really well for the company, not so much for the consumer unless you really take full advantage. So you'd have to seriously eat at least a taco a day to make
there's
it
there's some stoners where I think
while.
That would be a personal challenge.
I was going
right?
to say, a taco a day doesn't necessarily sound like that big of a problem.
But who doesn't
yeah,
even
but
know?
For $10 a
tacos?
Month? Good God.
I don't know. I couldn't
eat
a taco
a day.
Every day.
Would
warrant a subscription?
Well, I
eat taco salad
eat.
Almost every day. It's so
yeah.
good. It's
I like
so
Mexican
good.
Food a lot. Yeah. Yes. I don't know if I'd want to eat Taco Bell every day.
Well, I was going to say Taco Bell.
Yeah, not necessarily Taco Bell every day. Although yeah. I am a Taco Bell fan. I am one of those. But
I've never
tacos
been.
Any way, shape, or form.
What?
If you saw,
I've
swap
never
out
been
the
to a Taco
meat
Bell
and you can
ever.
Get the potato. Yeah.
What are you
every
doing?
Night. Instead of the meat, it's so good.
I haven't been either.
What are you doing with yourself? You've never, ever, ever been to a Taco Bell?
No.
You're like Doug. You've never been to a Walmart.
I've never been to a Walmart either.
Fancy. Neither have I.
I know.
Come you're covered in Victoria.
What is
never
wrong
been
with
to a
you
McDonald's?
Guys?
Have you been
Look,
to a McDonald's,
I in,
Victoria?
I lived in Manhattan. Sure, McDonald's I grew up on. But I grew up, I mean, I lived in Manhattan for a really long time. Like, you don't go to Taco Bell when you live in Manhattan for many reasons. But, you know, like, it's just, and there is no Walmart, so... Yeah, just I don't know. There's a lot of there.
Y'all
don't
are fancy.
Mall.
That's all I gotta say.
Well, we're gonna come in Manhattan.
Definitely.
Come hang out with me. I'll show you the ropes of fun. It's Walmart.
Yeah, right. Exactly. What was the name of that place we had breakfast the other day? The bakery.
The
that was
corner bakery.
Nice yeah, that wasn't a bad place. So you take me to all the fancy places. The thing I that I gleaned there. Out of what? This was $10 a month. If you have a taco every day, that means it's 30 cents or 30 cents. Who is going to feed you anything?
But that's
other
what I think they cost anyway.
For 30 cents. but what's in it?
No, prices at Taco Bell have definitely gone up. You can spend
how much is a singular taco?
Bucks. Very quick. I don't know. I'm more of a Chalupa Crunch kind of gal.
What's that?
It's
what is
pure
that?
Heaven. It is pure heaven is that it? Can be held in your hand.
Yeah, what is it? I don't know what it is. I've never heard of it.
It's a chalupa, so it's kind of like a fluffier soft taco that is wrapped in a hard shell taco, and it is just...
Then they deep fry it, right?
Well, hold
basically,
on just a second.
No, it's not fried.
Wait
that's
a minute.
The...
I can't... I know your father very well. I can't what imagine him ever taking you to a place like this when you were growing up. So
then
how did you get...
I don't know my dad very well.
Really? He likes to eat this stuff? Really?
Well, no, he doesn't. Really right. anymore. He's pretty healthy. But, yeah. we any road trip, because growing up, we didn't have a Taco Bell in our immediate vicinity. We had to kind of travel. So if we were traveling to see family and it was kind of a longer road trip, there was always a Taco Bell we would pass, and it was a permanent fixture on our road trips.
So here's somebody who just sent me a note. You'll like this. You big phony, referring to me. All you talk about when you travel is Waffle House. You think
that's
the Waffle House is...
By the way, that's not me.
No, come on.
I love the Waffle House. I love the Waffle House.
We were never allowed to go to Waffle House because my mom found an insect in her butter once. So
I've actually never been to
a Waffle House.
That's the only thing you ever found.
See, there are no Waffle Houses near me in Jersey. Yeah. We just didn't have IHOP and Perkins.
Yeah.
So we just didn't have Waffle House. So I've never been to one of those either.
Oh, Perkins is good. IHOP, not so much. I've never been to a Waffle House until I moved to the South.
Yeah.
Aren't they yummy, though?
I was missing out, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The waffles, the syrup.
Get those hash browns scattered, peppered.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
I'm so hungry now. Way to go, guys.
Well, here, this may fix your problem, Victoria. You can use DoorDash to get some Girl Scout cookies.
Nice.
How does this work? How do you, what happens to the little girls?
Sometimes you just don't know a Girl Scout, you know?
I don't know.
You don't have her anymore. To ask, right.
And I don't have kids, so I don't know other parents who have girls who are Girl Scouts. So I think this is great. Anybody you want, and this is, I never understood as a business model why they were like so difficult to get. You know, it's like the one pushy dad in the class. You know, that was selling most of the cookies. Like, it just, I don't know. I never thought it was a good business model. Now, with DoorDash, you can just order them, you know, aren't they starting right now, actually, taking orders?
Yeah, let me ask this question. Is it the DoorDash guy that drops them off? What would be even cooler is if it was a Girl Scout in a DoorDash car that would drop them off.
Sure, let's put a young girl in a stranger's car and drive her around.
She comes in uniform. That's not creepy at all.
Yeah,
where are we
exactly.
going with this stuff? Where are we going? Taco Bell, yeah. They're members. How do you call Taco Bell a restaurant? They're members of the National Restaurant Association. How is that take anybody?
They're a restaurant. What is wrong with
counter service?
Right. Oh, I think sometimes he just likes being an alien.
So speaking of that, in our discussions of milk, it seems this week is National Milk Week, National Milk Day this week, observing the first time milk was delivered to homes inside sterilized glass bottles in 1878. That's when it started. Anybody here get
Did
milk
it taste
delivered
better back then?
Still? Oh, in the glass bottles? Fabulous. And it probably, it wasn't watered down. It wasn't all the drugs and hormones and things that they stick in the butt of cows now to make them give more milk. No, there was none of that for sure. And there's still... really isn't. It's just
I feel like, Phil, we need some, like, old frontier music when Doug starts talking about, like, bottles of milk.
but there still is. Around me, we have delivery now. It started again, milk delivery in bottles. You can get milk delivery in bottles.
Yeah, if you're lucky enough to live near a farm that does it. There are a few services in Jersey where I am, but not near me. So I'd have to be out more in farm country. But I think it's great. The fresher milk that you can get, why not? That's
fabulous.
Like, that's ideal.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so that brings me around to the discussion of white chocolate again. After we had this conversation the other day, right? Didn't we have this conversation the other day?
It's not chocolate because it's white.
It's not.
It's not white. It's not.
Yeah, well, lately people have been taking me to task for things I've been saying. I don't know why that is.
These are my people, I guess? Are they all here to support me?
Crazy.
So I don't have to do it?
No. Okay. So to follow up on the discussion of white chocolate, I have the ingredients of peanut butter. You ready? Peanut butter. The real story of peanut butter, because a lot of people, you know, you keep saying it's not really butter, so what's the difference between that and almond milk? It's not really milk. So the most popular brand of peanut butter, you want to take a guess at what it is?
Skippy?
Jif.
Skippy Jif. Jif. Yeah. Jif. Yep, Jif. And the good thing about Jif is apparently there are enough preservatives in it, so you don't have to refrigerate it. It stays fresh for 3 months after you open it. 28-ounce jar of Jif contains 1,218 peanuts. That's what grabbed me about seeing this. This is, by the way, the plant is in Lexington, where they make this, Lexington, Kentucky. Largest peanut butter factory in the world. The peanut is a member of the pea family. Did you know that? How many people knew that?
Yeah, it's a legume.
Everyone.
Right. Wait a minute. Everybody didn't know that. Come on.
I feel like everyone knows that now, yeah.
Everybody knows that now, yeah.
All right, Miss Know-It-All.
Because all the kids with allergies.
Why does peanut butter stick to the roof of your mouth?
Well, I don't know that one.
Oh. Anybody know the answer to that?
Well, doesn't almond butter
it doesn't.
And cashew
yeah.
butter?
Yeah. It's a little dry.
It's not butter. Well, anyway, it's the high what? Protein.
Mm-hmm.
The high
Did you just
protein,
say it's not butter?
It's not butter.
The high protein content draws moisture from your mouth. That's why it sticks to the roof of your mouth. Let's see. America grows 1.6 million tons of peanuts every year, and half of that is used to make peanut butter. I remember President Ford used to have a peanut butter sandwich, peanut butter on English muffins every day for breakfast. I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I don't know that I'd have them on an English muffin, but they're so yummy. Anyway.
Is it true that, do you remember that show back in the day with the talking horse, Mr. Ed?
Yes.
He used peanut butter to get his lips to
I'm
work?
Mr. Ed. Yeah.
I've done that with our horses. It's funny. Yeah. They do look like Mr.
They do
Ed.
Their lips move. Yeah, that's how they used to get their lips to move.
Because they're trying to get the peanut butter. It's like with a dog, too.
For those of you who are wondering, as the ladies often are, what is my source for this? It's the Americana magazine. According to them, the average high school graduate has eaten 1,500 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches by the time they graduate.
Sure. Yeah.
Let's
that could
see
be on
here.
The low end.
There's an adults-only peanut butter lovers fan club, and you can imagine what that is all about.
Ew.
Oh, God.
This always goes creepy.
On.
It always takes a turn.
No,
it's because you're not sight-reading in advance.
Right.
You say it.
83% of all Americans buy and eat peanut butter. One out of every 10 peanuts grown in the U.S. for domestic consumption ends up just in a... There are all kinds of brands, but Jif is the most popular and it's
all right, so
for,
let's get to the really hard facts.
What's the story here? How did we even get to here?
I don't know, but smooth
we were
crunchy.
About,
I don't know.
No, it was because,
fresh almond butter, then crunchy.
It was because I was talking about the white chocolate the other day, and if somebody said, well, why don't you talk about peanut butter? Because it's not really, you know, you say white chocolate isn't chocolate. Almond milk isn't milk. Well, peanut butter isn't really butter. That was really where this all came from.
Okay. My point was that you're still willing to call it peanut butter, even though it isn't butter. So you just
I understand that, and that's
me.
Why I'm being called out here. It's 18 past the hour on the delicious DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
New year, new look. Nothing says fresh start like a clean-shaven face, a perfectly touched-up beard, or a handsome mustache. However you shave, there's nothing better than saving money all year long. And with cartridge refills as low as $2 each, a steady supply of high-quality razors from Harry's will help you spend less to look your best. So go to harrys.com now and use code FRESH22 to check out a starter set with razor, handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Today on Hey Culligan's Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
All
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on today's DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug. Jay now checking on social media to see what's trending, and apparently, Bennifer, if I get that right, I don't always know that.
Yeah, you
I've
did.
Got the right. It's the, that's okay now? Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, Ben and Jen. I kind of like that much better. Sounds like a new kind of ice cream company. Ben and Jen, instead of Ben and Jerry's, right? You get it? Ben and Jen's ice cream. Favorite flavor, peanut butter ice cream, perhaps.
All right. Almond milk.
Yeah.
Why do you call it peanut butter? It's not really butter.
Mm-hmm. Ice cream made with almond milk is not really ice cream. Cause, all right, never mind. Ben, what's he doing with Jennifer that we can talk about on the air?
Well, they haven't gotten married yet, which is something we are all on here kind of hoping and wishing for. I really thought it was going to be around Christmas time, but I was super wrong. He is talking with Entertainment Weekly about their flop from 2003, Geely. Did anybody see it? I didn't see it.
I've seen it.
I don't think there's a need to
see it. Is that where they met?
Is it, really as bad as everybody said it was?
I think if you watched it now, you'd be like, this isn't that terrible. It was sort of implausible that she was a lesbian, and then he, like, you know, converted her, and it was this, you know.
I mean, isn't that the same plot from Chasing Amy, almost?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, he chased a lot of lesbians.
That's
back
my
in
favorite.
The day.
He converted her.
There we go.
Yeah, well, Judy was so terrible that Ben doesn't regret having, like, doing that movie, because that's how he met Jennifer, the love of his life, but then that also is how he met the new love of his life, too, in terms of a career. He started directing because Geely was such a bad flop that he was like, I'm never going to work again as an actor. The only way I'm going to get work is if I direct things myself. And then he ended up saying that he loves directing so much more than acting.
Yeah, but he's a good actor, and he's in a lot of stuff. What's the bar movie that he's in
now? The Tender Bar.
Tender Bar. That's
a good
movie. Yeah, it is a good movie. Yep. Yeah, it is. But there's too much smoking. All these movies that are focused on the 70s and the 80s, there's just too much smoking in them.
Well,
but
it's
got to be historically correct.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Let's see. What's happening at the Bonnaroo? I was like, that's like Chattanooga. What's happening?
Yeah, on the farm. Who's showing up for this? Supposed to. It's slated to happen June 16th to the 19th. A whole bunch of names nobody really knows, apparently, and everybody is like, this is the worst lineup ever, with one exception, Stevie Nicks. First female headliner to be at Rue, and everybody is like, can she just wipe the bill and let her perform for 4 nights?
Yep. Exactly.
Who's Roddy Ricci? Who the hell is that?
I don't know. Ask a Gen Zer.
Really?
Like all Roddy, of these. I was looking through these, and I'm like, am I really that old that I recognize three names?
Roddy Ricch. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of, like, there's just a lot of hip-hop stuff that's just really popular right now.
And
it's kind of weird that they're
DJ
even...
Stuff.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird that they're even pairing Stevie Nicks with the rest of that lineup.
Went to that. Yeah.
And so many coming out in the Twitterverse who are like, this is awful, except with the exception of Stevie Nicks, are even like... We haven't had Bonnaroo in 2 years, and this is what you give us? It was canceled in 2020 because of COVID, canceled in 2021 because of flooding, and they're like
they don't even have Dave Matthews.
Seriously?
Yeah, like, you don't even throw Dave Matthews on the lineup or Zach Brown Band.
Yeah.
Like, no
At
festival
least there's
bands.
Coachella.
Yeah.
All right, the Oscars are going to have a host this year on ABC. They got to get some reason for people to watch them because there certainly is not much to watch the way they do things. And The Rock is they're trying to get him to host.
He'd be good.
Yeah, I think he would be good.
Yeah,
and it's time they had a pop sort of star become the host of the Oscars to get people, the average person, to watch it again instead of all the elitists who, you know, support movies that three people see. Anyway, it's supposed to be on Sunday, March 27th at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood. Always a good time to not be in Hollywood. It's 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
The new Michelin silicone blades last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier Zeitlode shows Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced Quad-Tech 4-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts 2 times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, says he will not participate with the January 6th Select Committee's request to interview him. McCarthy on Fox News says he has nothing to add and criticized the panel's abuse of power.
The answer could be very clear. Why did the Democrats, when they created January 6th, pick and choose which Republicans could be on, disallowing never before in history individuals that I selected as minority leader? Why did the chair of this committee say the speaker is off limits?
The Moab, Utah police officers who encountered Gabby Petito and her fiancé Brian Laundrie just before her demise made several mistakes an independent review released Wednesday has found. The review found that the incident should have been classified as domestic violence, which would have required officers to make an arrest or issue a citation against Gabby. Instead, officers allowed the two to go with the promise of staying apart that night. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
According to Labor Department information released Wednesday, inflation surged by 7% in the 12 months through December. Republican Representative Kat Kamick from Florida was on Newsmax last night and explains the blue-collar working class folks are getting hit the hardest under the Biden administration's policies.
And as someone who comes from the working class, you know, my husband's a firefighter, I see it every day. In the grocery store, at the gas pump, I see every single day how this administration is failing the American people. When we have historic inflation that is jacking the price of everyday goods and services up, it makes it so that people in everyday walk of life, but particularly the blue-collar working-class folks, they are getting hit the hardest. And when you look at those on fixed incomes, you see that just last year there was a 5.9 COLA increase. That has now been canceled out by 7% inflation. This is a total failure and a direct result of the lack of leadership coming out of the White House. The Democrats have to own the fact that everyday Americans are barely making it by. It doesn't matter if it's at the grocery store. It doesn't matter if it's at the gas pump. If you have kids, if you're on a fixed income, you are hurting because of this administration. And there will be a reckoning in the midterms in November because of this.
Opponents of a planned commercial spaceport on the Georgia coast north of Jacksonville, Florida, asked the judge Tuesday to stop local officials from buying land for the commercial launch pad as they want voters to decide. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
Several camps represented here, as usual, on the DJV program, so you'll be stimulated to think things through. A lot of conversation about things that matter, events of the day, issues of the day, the people that folks are talking about. With Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, sometimes they're talking about us, as it were. I remember one night, when ABC was sold, Peter Jennings started, isn't it interesting you remember these things? Peter Jennings started the newscast with, "We normally are not the news, but we are the news tonight." Because for the first time in history, some company had paid $1 billion for an asset, a television network. It was really pretty interesting. I always liked Peter Jennings. He was one of the ones that you could actually look at. The rumor is, by the way, that Brian Williams is going to CBS. Did you hear that rumor? To co-anchor the evening news.
Co-anchor with
Nora O'Donnell.
There now. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. She's not that great, I don't think. Anyway, here's what's going on in the friendly skies. It seems that a traveler got arrested yesterday after the plane, which was down in one of the islands in the Caribbean, a plane bound for Miami, folks getting on the plane. The pilot had gotten off. The co-pilot was in the bathroom. The pilot had gotten off the plane to go check in. How the pilots, when you are checking in, you see the pilots behind the desk and they're printing out their itineraries and that sort of thing. You see that happen often. So the pilot and the co-pilot were not in the cockpit. The two flight attendants that normally are standing at the front of the plane were helping some people put their luggage up overhead. So this guy runs into the plane, runs into the cockpit, and starts smashing the instrument panel, ripping things out of the ceiling, smashing the panel. And then they finally, you know, the people start, well, what's going on? But again, it's back to...
Doesn't it feel like a movie, though?
World?
Like he knows something is going on with the flight, and so he won't let it take off, and he goes in there and jams up the gear panel. Could that
Well, anyway.
Or he could just be a crazy person, one or the other.
Well, it was open. It could have been. There's a lot of crazy people. I haven't seen
was
any of this
stuff. Was he ticketed on that flight, or was he just a rando?
No. He was ticketed. He was ticketed on the flight.
So that's just extra strange. What I don't also understand, and it doesn't make me all that comfortable, is the fact that they leave these planes just wide open so people can get in there. I don't understand that.
Well, they're loading the plane, and normally there would be flight attendants in the front greeting you, and normally the pilot is sitting in there, and the co-pilot getting ready, doing their prep. The requirement is, by the way, if you didn't know it, pilots and crew are supposed to be on the plane an hour before it takes off. They're supposed to report and be on the plane checking it out. Most
that
of the
can
time.
Never happen. I've seen them just
the planes don't even get in there.
Yeah.
The planes don't even get in. Most of the time, the turn is less than an hour anyway. And so it just is. But I just find it. I sort of chuckle at people who are that. I don't know why I chuckle, but you get that angry. What in the world is going on with people who get that angry about anything? Frankly, anything. Okay, speaking of people getting angry, the Washington football team announcing a new name before the Super Bowl. Anybody got, what are some of the contenders? There's the list of contenders.
I think they should be the Washington Swamp Creatures. I think that would be fun.
The Armada, the Presidents, the Brigade, the Red Hogs, the Commanders, the Red Wolves, the Defenders, and just leave it as it is, the Washington football team. That's an interesting.
A lot of
Presidents.
Soccer teams do that, too.
I wouldn't mind the Washington Presidents. Would you?
No.
That's kind of
boring. Well, they already have the Senators in hockey, so I don't know.
Yeah. Senators used to be a baseball team, by the way. They used to be the Washington Senators baseball team. So, anyway, there are a number of people who have been upset. Why would you get upset? Why would you care?
The fans of the team, all three of them, they, you know, want to have a say, I guess. I don't know. And also, I think, just for nostalgia's sake, like if the Dodgers one day just said, you know what, we're changing the name of the team, I'd be really sad. I don't know.
Well, it was required. Weren't they called something? Wasn't there some, what was the team called? The Redskins. That's right, too. Very inappropriate. According to some, that sort of stuff never bothered me, but I'm not one who would be affected. Football, this is not just necessarily about football, but all of the trading cards, the people who are spending money on trading cards and other collectibles. Have you seen?
Not just some money, a lot of money.
Millions and millions of dollars. It's crazy.
All right, so the Topps Trading Card Company has been purchased by a group of memorabilia folks, and the company name is Fanatics, I guess, right? I don't know. I'm lost on this one.
Fanatics makes a lot of the team jerseys, and they have licensing deals now, so it's kind of like the next step for them to get bigger is to acquire all of Topps. And it's a huge business. Like Jen was saying, you know, all throughout the pandemic especially, people started, I guess, maybe they had time on their hands to dig through old trading cards that they had kept since they were a kid. And the cards ended up being really valuable.
like in the millions,
like what are we
millions
talking about?
Of dollars.
Yes. Really?
What was the one big one, Jen, that was last, it was like last summer it sold? Was it a Michael Jordan one?
Was. Yeah, maybe.
It was, it was like a rookie card or something, and it was went for in the millions.
Who's got that kind of dough?
A lot of collectors, apparently.
For a card. Think about that. It's just a little tiny piece of cardboard.
What does it tell you about the value of things? And I don't mean to sound like some bleeding heart, but when you spend this kind of dough, if you get this kind of dough, maybe you don't have a conscience. But there are a lot of people who don't have a home. A lot of people don't have enough to eat. And, you know, would it be nice to have, if you're going to spend the money, you want to.
But you still, there are people who are hungry and you still want to buy a Range Rover. Why are you buying a Range Rover when you could get a Chevy and give the rest of your money to the people who are sick on the street?
Well, that's a good question, because I like driving a Range Rover. Maybe
people like collecting
answer.
Baseball cards that are worth millions of dollars.
Okay. And right, we don't know if they're, I mean, these people have enough money. Maybe they're philanthropists. I mean, they don't really know. I mean, the point is not to shame them into spending the money. It's just
I'm not shaming them. I'm just making an observation. It's not about shaming anybody. I don't think that it's my place to shame anybody.
Usually it's shaming when you think people are dying on the streets and you're buying a Michael Jordan card.
Right.
Right. Or a Range Rover, one or the other. Okay. The
pretty good, huh? Why do you buy a Range Rover when you get a Chevy?
Dude, Jen, I have the biggest smile on my face. I'm sitting here like, you go, girl.
That's because Victoria drives a Chevy. That's why.
No, that's not why. It's because I'm happy it was someone else calling you out and not me.
Oh, is that so? Jay, where are you on all of this? Is it like a threefer here, a hat trick? Or are you just keeping quiet?
I'm just minding my own business for the moment.
Really? What kind of a car do you drive?
Minding my own business for the moment.
It's either a Range Rover
by the way,
or
for
Chevy,
the record,
probably.
Jennifer drives a Lexus, for those of you who are. And I was admiring her father has got her father used to drive the BMW 7 Series. So when the last couple of cars he's had were Kias, right? The Kia, is it a Kia?
He went from a BMW 7, then he had the Lexus 450, whatever, long. And they don't make those long ones anymore. And so he's like, what am I going to do? I want this kind of car. And so he found Hyundai had a Genesis, which... Genesis was its own, like, luxury brand, which he had. And then now I think it's he had the Equus, and now this is the Genesis.
It looks like a...
But
it's like a
knockoff of a Bentley. The logo looks like a Bentley. People have thought that they lost a car because he couldn't find his Bentley, and I'm like, Dad, we're not...
And he told me what
Bentley
he paid for it. It's like nothing compared to what you'd pay for one of those branded cars. And
but
he says it's just as good. Yeah.
He likes it a lot.
Didn't like it that I found the scratch in the trunk, though, did he?
No, he did not like that.
Okay. All right, let's get back to something that is important here. Those of you who I'm talking to the boomerang children who are listening to the program, apparently the percentage of young adults, or as they have been referred to, boomerangers, who live with their parents is back to pre-pandemic levels. The 47%, of adults from the age of 18 to 29 living with their parents? Huh?
Yeah, that's actually like
47%?
That's low.
It is?
Yes, that's the improvement. It was more than that.
Who lives with their parents who's 29 years old?
A lot of people.
A lot of people.
Yeah, just a reminder that costs
my
of
brother
everything
did.
Keep going up while the wage keeps staying the same.
Right. I lived with my mom until I went into my house, and that was because I saved and was able to get what I needed together to buy my grandparents' house, even though you like to make fun of it. But, but I think I was 27 or 28, something like
you
that.
You haven't invited me to your house for a long time, too, by the way.
Why should she? All you do is
I just did. Over the weekend, I was like, you're invited to any holiday. You know that. Let me know if you ever want to come over. Did I not say that?
I usually go to your father's house for those things, not to your house.
Well, on Christmas Day, you would have come to my house because that's where the party
was. I was there on Christmas Day. I remember you inviting me. I would have come over.
What did I just say? On any holiday, you are always welcome.
Okay. The big picture here, 36%.
Come over on Martin Luther King Day. That'll be the next one.
Actually, I will not be. Actually, I probably am going to be in California on Monday. For a meeting with some business people, but it'll be a quick in and out. I won't be able to come to your house, but I'll come over. Let's see. Maybe Easter. Is that the next big holiday? What's the next big holiday? President's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. That's it. Well, she's got her own Valentine. I'm not getting involved in that.
You come over for my birthday. That's the next big holiday.
Ooh, February 4th, right?
6th.
We had this.
Go for
February 6th.
Yeah, 6th.
Okay. When who's the fourth? That's Victoria.
Me.
Yeah. Okay.
Which you never remember, but yeah.
No. Well, I remember
it
now.
Got it now when it doesn't apply.
Yeah.
Can't hear everything. The DJV download, fabulous items of interest here every day. You can hear the whole program, as perhaps you know. Maybe I'll remind you, because I like to remind folks of how easy it is to get the program 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can get it at djvshow.com as we do it live or as it circulates through the day, the whole program. And then if you want bits and pieces that are fun, you go to the podcast at djvshow.com. You can get it at Apple, wherever. Most recent, we've had a lot of great discussions about Betty White, that's for sure. Bob Saget, we've been talking about the people who have passed away. The year is off to a dark start with all of this stuff. Cynthia Nixon is not happy about protocols in public schools. We talked about that in a recent one. The Lucille Ball movie and the fact that Nicole Kidman won for that. That's a good conversation. No, I find myself, maybe this sounds silly, I'm not interested in it. I don't really want to talk about it. And I find myself very interested in all the things that we talk about. That's kind of, I suppose, patting ourselves on the back a little bit. The argument about Elvis Presley's birthday is in a recent DJV podcast. Come to find out that Elvis was born very close. See, this is the credibility here. Elvis was born very close to the top of the hour at midnight. So it could have been one way or the other. The 7th or the 8th, to give me some more credibility. Check it all out, DJV Daily Podcast, free at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today with funding from $3,000 to $500,000. Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Past the hour. This is the DJV program. Astrologer Maria Trilogy is here to help us understand what's going to be going on in the stars, with the stars over the next week or so, including the fact that Mercury once again goes retrograde. So you want to put the pieces together of that and then maybe give us a little insight in the time that we have into what people can expect in a practical way for the next week, Maria.
I will do that. Thank you. Good morning. Hello. And Happy New Year once again to everyone. So what I'm going to do is give us some highlights for the week. And then along with the Mercury retrograde, which we have been in since last Friday. So this is going to be an eventful week astrologically. We've got that Mercury retrograde and right there, Monday. On the 17th, we will have a full moon in the sign of Cancer. And on Wednesday, we have the sun moving from one sign to another. So on Wednesday, we will see the sun move to the sign of Aquarius. So it can feel a little bit overwhelming, you know, considering, hey, it's the beginning of the year. I wanted to get started on whatever my resolution, whatever my goals. So just, let's just take it easy. So Monday we've got the full moon in Cancer opposite the sun in Capricorn, and it's going to feel like I've got to get things done. Capricorn, Cancer, mother, father of the zodiac, we're just going to feel like, hey, I've got to be responsible here. So what can we do to start the year or to get the year moving in the right direction? That's what it's going to feel like right away as the week starts. On Tuesday, we've got another event going on where I won't give you so much of the astrology of it, but I will say this. We're going to see some even wilder weather changes with this transit that is occurring. So, you know, as much as we can be prepared, we need to be prepared. We do know climate change is bringing a lot, And the week of the 17th to the 23rd, we're going to see even more weather changes that are going to be different and than we're used to. On Wednesday, we're going to get a little bit of a break because that's when the sun will travel to Aquarius. And Aquarius, I'm excited about that because Aquarius is a little lighter, a more expansive energy, something where we're going to just start feeling like we're coming out of this, out of somewhat of heaviness. And then as the week winds down with the moon traveling through Virgo, Virgo's the organizer. Let's get things organized and moving in a direction that's going to feel like we're accomplishing something. And then the weekend comes and we're going to see a loveliness because on Saturday into Sunday, the moon will travel through the sign of Libra. And Libra wants everything to be peaceful and harmonious. So that's what the week is going to feel
like. So with Mercury going retrograde, it sounds like, if I can interpret what you're saying, it may be a softer Mercury because all the things you've been talking about are pretty positive. And if Mercury is going to be crazy, wild and crazy, other than the weather you've suggested, is this Mercury retrograde more gentle than perhaps some of the more recent ones? The last one was awful.
Yes, you always ask the best questions. This Mercury retrograde is going to be lighter. It's been in the sign of Aquarius. So it just, when things go retrograde, you know, we've talked about Mercury retrograde for a while now. It's like, all right, I need to go back in there and look at what I thought I had finished, what I had accomplished, what was ready to sort of head out with. Well, in an air sign, it's an opportunity to think about it more. So it's not going to feel like, oh, my God, it's just going to be this disaster, because it's not. So allow yourself to flow.
Maria is available, astrologer for the number for your life at gmail.com. You can also reach out to her at 310-548-1338, Maria Francesca Trilogy, with her overview, what's going on in the next week or so, from the astrological point of view, here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.